What we're going to do, I'm going to go, or is there something? Okay, are you ladies related? It's taking a little while, you know. This is what I'm going to do.
No.
Okay, no. Let's do this.
No. Ladies, have you ever had a man that told you you got that juicy?
Oh my goodness,
that
see.
Juicy fruit? Well, this
Waymaker,
guy told me I had.
I don't play fair.
So let me tell y'all. My
well, that's why I just moved in the ATM. The checkbook wasn't worth so.
What is he?
Hot. Call me Kettle Black. I can't believe he did this again.
I said, hey, big daddy, do you want to buy? He said, hey, lady Coco, you can do whatever you like. So we started dancing, feeling his groove. I backed it up for him one time. He knows I got that juicy juice. He said, hey, baby girl, tell me what you want to drink. Give me that juice on the rocks, cause we gon' drink. I got that juicy fruit, yeah. I got that juicy fruit, and I know he gon' like it. I got that juicy fruit, yeah. I got that juicy. So I went to his house, y'all, for a couple of drinks. Then he had a nerd to ask me, do I wanna play some two-hand space? Hell nah. I said, no, big boy, that ain't what I want to do. Let's get these drinks a-rolling, I'ma show you what I'm gonna do. So I rolled it to the right, and I rolled it to the left. I rolled it so damn good, the nigga couldn't catch his breath. He said, hey, baby girl, slow down, you're moving too fast. That blue pill, baby. I'm gonna show you how I'm gonna last. Cause I got that juicy fruit. Yay. I got that juicy fruit. And I know he don't like it. I got that juicy fruit. Yay. I got that juicy. Ladies, if you got that juicy fruit, put one hand in the air. Ladies, if you got that juicy fruit, wave it around like you just don't care. Just drop it. Hey, that juicy fruit now. Then lock it. Hey, that juicy fruit. Ladies, if you got that juicy fruit, put one hand in the air. Ladies, if you got that juicy fruit, wave it around like you just don't care. Just drop it. Hey, that juicy fruit now. I'm a Georgia peach from the south. I got that juicy fruit. Ladies, we got that juicy fruit. I got that juicy fruit. Lady Coco. Juicy.
I believe every word you say. Oh, my whoa. You know, she did. Good Lord. I pride myself in a host. The Waymaker and I, we don't have interviews, right? We have conversations. And yep. I'm never lost for words, but I just kind of pause there for about 3 seconds, which is a lifetime in radio. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And you ladies are delightful. And so I asked the question, were you related? You say no. And so I'm going to take this that you're on shows simultaneously. Are you booked on a lot of shows together? Do you perform a lot together? Okay.
Yeah, we do a lot. We perform a lot together, and then we also do our single, shows as well. Mm-hmm.
So, I have songs from, now do you have any duets, with the two of you together, that you can send me or that you have?
So we were just talking, when we left Mobile last, Sunday, we were just talking about, you know, getting, doing a duet together.
Huh? You see how smart I am? No, I'm just teasing. But no, because I can see that happening. I see how close you ladies are, and I have to ask you.
We came from September, and we've been linking ever since.
Show, I met her then.
Wait a minute.
She had a show in September, and I came.
Oh, boy. This is absolutely wonderful. Woman, hold it. Yeah. Then that goes back to your very beginning, right, Diva? Back in September, you were just getting started. Am I right? Oh, that story is too deep here. Yep. Okay. I'm gonna bounce back and forth, okay? Since you guys are sitting together, I think it's only fair that I can ask you questions, you know, I can bounce around. So, anyway, and I'm kind of silly too, so don't worry about that either. Let's go to you. And see, this is an attempt because when I talked to the Diva Soul, she was a little nervous. Now, are you feeling more comfortable now? Okay.
Yeah, they've
only
had a couple.
Okay, don't worry, Marcy. I told you.
That's probably some of that Phoenix City moonshine.
What you know about that?
That's that thing that's in the moonshine. Cause I got some.
I'm going to a song. Oh, you got it. Oh my goodness.
Come and get some of this sweet love, baby.
Oh my goodness.
Come and get some love.
Ooh, yeah.
Sweet. I need to turn my camera off. best, Ms. Diva Soul. Sweet loving. Hey, welcome back. This is Cultural Excellence right here on The Buzz.
Hey.
You're hanging out with me, WB and The Waymaker, and we do this thing each and every Wednesday. Each and every Wednesday, hey, coming to you at 5:15.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here. Coming to you at 5:15 p.m. Each and every Wednesday, 5:15 p.m. on the West Coast. Our friends out there in Los Angeles and San Bernardino, Orange County, San Bernardino County, L.A. County. Thank you guys so much for connecting with us as well. And up and down the East Coast, up and down the West. So, hey, we're connecting the dots, WB and The Waymaker, and we have two lovely, talented artists with us right now, and that's Lady Coco 706 right there on the left, and Miss Diva Soul on the right. Incredible music. I am so blown away. Let me go to the diva first. In your family, who else sings and who inspires you?
My daddy and my mom. We both, no, both of them had songs. They got me, my sister, and no, me and both of my sisters. We were three of us. It was all five of us. We came out to be the rising stars. So my, me, my father, we both will sing the song and everything.
Mm.
You know, came out for that. But who inspired me? West Love.
Repeat that.
Nah, that who inspired me. My voice is heavy. Her voice is heavy. Now, these ladies, Diva. Did you hear me? West Love.
West Love. Yes.
Yeah.
Waymaker, I know, Waymaker is more familiar with her than I am, but I know about her and her music.
Oh.
We haven't had her on yet. Have we had her on yet?
No, real soon. Real soon.
Well, we had so many. Well, I'll tell you what.
Yeah.
And we have not had, okay, let's do this. We have not had a shortage of great artists like, Lady Coco 706. I'm in love with you. Love your music. Okay. And Ms. Ziva Soul, I'm in love with you too. So you can say, you can accuse me this time of two timing. Yeah, I'm saying publicly, yeah, because both of you guys, ladies are so brilliant. I'm loving your music. Just love it. This is absolutely good stuff. Okay. But now, one thing I didn't ask.
Thank you.
I don't believe I did. Lady Coco, at what age did you start singing?
So I started singing at 12 years old.
At age 12.
My grandma pushed me into the choir. She said, look, at age 12, she said, look, you're going to do something constructive. You're going to get up and go to church, and you're going to sing in this choir. So I've been singing this choir in the choir. It wasn't Baptist. It was Catholic. Can you believe it? It was Catholic.
Oh,
church.
No. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm not going to say anything against Catholics, but I tell you what. I've never been more bored in my life. I'm sorry. Hey, please forgive me, Catholics. Hey, do you understand that? But good Lord. I need some singing and some shouting.
I was singing in Catholic church, but my first time in a Baptist church, baby, when they got that clapping and they stomping and running up and down the highway, I said, oh, I'm in the wrong place, baby. Put me in the Baptist. I want to be in a Baptist choir.
Oh, this is too good. And so now how about your family? Lady Co, you funny. Your family, are there any other singers and or performers in your family? Anyone besides you?
So actually, my grandmother. It was just
your grandmother.
Everybody else did their own thing. We was the only two that was the
same. That's the same grandma said, you're going to get in the squad, right?
She made me get in the choir. Made me. I'm like, I don't want to sing.
Oh, well, guess what? Guess what?
I'm going to sit up there and wear them long church robes. I got to wear my church outfit. You covering up my outfit with a long church robe. I didn't want that.
You know what? Man, I'm loving this. I am loving this. Well, Grandma, apparently she knew what she was talking about because
she
now.
Something that I didn't see.
And we make it so many times our parents, they were wiser than we were.
Absolutely. Grandmama saw something in you that she didn't see in the rest of them.
Right.
And it's amazing right. when we be obedient. Be obedient and go ahead, regardless if we want to or not, but we go ahead and do what is asked of us. Mm-hmm. Because it's amazing what kind of vision and foresight she had about you. Now look at you now. You absolutely. Know what I'm saying? So it's a blessing. Right. It's absolutely a blessing. Yes,
there's no question about it. There's no question about it. Right after this. Oh. Anybody recognize that? Anyone recognize that?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Giddy up.
Come on. We like to ride. Oh, that's that bad girl. We like to ride them things. Lady Coco 706. Hey. Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up now, baby. Giddy up till we can't no more. That's real good. We like to ride. Come on. We like to ride them things slow. Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up now, baby. Giddy up till we can't no more.
Yeah,
but
y'all.
I want to trail ride. Got my cow boots on. And my sexy hat to match. Ready to get it on. I'm looking for a cowboy. He gotta be 6'2". He gotta be big. With it, he gotta know just what to do. He gotta know how to saddle up. Let me ride. Jump in your ATV. Let's roll from side to side. I'm a Georgia Beach, and it's going down. This is how we do it in the dirty, dirty South. We like to ride. We like to ride them things slow. Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up now, baby.
Giddy up,
so
we can't no more.
No, see, no, you're dangerous. We like to ride the train slow. Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up now, baby. Giddy up, so we can't no more. The party don't stop, y'all. It's time to bust a move. One monkey don't stop, no show. Let me see what you're gonna do. Call your daddy and your auntie too. Uh-oh. In a place, some down home blues. They gotta know how to saddle up. They gotta bust a move. Come on, auntie, shake your thing. Let me show you what you're gonna do. You can back it up to the right. You can back it up to the left. You can even do it all by yourself. We like to ride. We like to ride them things slow. That's the bad girl right there.
Ride them
giddy
things
up,
slow.
Giddy up, giddy up now, baby. Giddy up till we can't no more.
We don't like it fast. We don't like it fast. We don't like all that fast.
Come on.
Like to ride with me.
You giddy up, you can do it all by yourself. Just giddy up to the right and giddy up to the left. Don't matter how you giddy up, you can do it all by yourself. We like to ride, ride, yeah,
surprise. We like to rock the pain. Cry. We like to ride. We like to rock the pain. Ride. We like to ride.
CDUW.
We like to rock the pain.
Global Radio. The baddest.
Giddy up now, baby.
I'm saying
giddy up so we can't no
the
more.
Baddest. This is the baddest radio station anywhere around the globe, and we bring the baddest. And I'm telling you what, Lady Coco, 706,
yeah.
Miss Diva Soul.
Yeah.
I think you guys have an agenda.
Yeah, they got an agenda.
You have an agenda.
Yeah.
When you come on stage, you try to hurt them, don't you? You really try. You trying to bring
it.
Wait, wait, good.
They sang it with a purpose. They sang it with a purpose. You better watch out, Chad.
Put your seatbelt on. Get ready for the ride. That's
hey, you know, see that.
WB, I noticed the Sunday night. I didn't quite understand it. I was over in the corner, right?
Uh-huh.
I didn't quite understand it, but now when I walked in, I saw a lot of guys walking around with, most folks walk around with a backpack on their back. They walking around with an ATM on their back.
These
two was in the house. You know what I'm saying?
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Oh my God. This is worse than dynamite. I'm shucks.
Got me drinking.
No. Well, we already know it don't take. I think I talked to the diva earlier, and I said, "Did I mention to you that?" The Waymaker and I, we don't do interviews.
No.
We do conversations.
Absolutely.
And that's what we're having right now. It's like, it's four friends sitting in the living room. We're having a glass of wine or whatever we're drinking. It doesn't matter to me, okay? And we're just having a conversation, and that's the way it is here. And so, now, this is a check here for you, Diva. Are you more comfortable now than you started?
Yeah, I'm comfortable now. Yes, I am.
I told you to trust me. I told you. Didn't I tell you that? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yes.
And I want you to go out tomorrow and tell, now, is this your first, I'm just going to put it in the category, interview / conversation that you've ever had on air.
My first. Your first. One.
I don't want you to forget us. Lady Coco, you've done others before, or have you?
Yeah, I have. Yes, I have.
Okay, well, you know, you were supposed to lie.
No, I'm saying,
I'm like Waymaker. I like to keep it 100.
You know that was a joke. You know it was a joke. Now stop playing.
But hey, this is the funnest broadcast show that I've been on.
Yes. Tell it, girl. This is the way, the way we can I do this. You know, welcome to our set, and we want you to feel comfortable. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't care about your personal life. All we want to know is about your music and who inspired you? How did it come about? And the stories that you tell. Okay, now, Lady Coco, your music, do you write all of your music? Is this all original?
I write all my music.
Oh, I love it.
All me.
See, you can make me take another nerve pill. Okay, all right.
Don't make me write a song about it, nigga.
Go ahead, do it. You got to give WB credit now. You got you. Okay, come on. Hey, do it. I tell you what. I will co-write it with you.
Let's do it.
I'm ready.
Let's do it.
Hey, WB. Yes.
You, but then your verse should be fresh out. I would take one, but I'm fresh out.
Fresh out. Hey, look here. I think it's time for a music break. What about this one right here? She doing that again. Oh my goodness.
Fresh out.
Fresh out. Lady Coco, let's do it. Let's do it. Baby, I'm fresh out. I'm not saying it. I'm I need some help here. Come on. You guys are crazy. Hey, this is another fascinating story here. As a matter of fact, we were doing the show on Monday. Was it Monday night?
Yeah.
Waymaker?
Absolutely.
And we had two artists that you had presented on. And it was, who are those gentlemen again?
The Candyman.
The Candyman.
The C-Lane.
And, that's right. Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
I had only met these gentlemen. Oh, ladies, do you know them?
Yeah.
You,
They were just on the show.
Yeah. That was the first time meeting them.
Okay.
Wow. Sunday night.
They were on this network Monday night. We had a blast. And cultural excellence, like Wimika said, we want to expose you to the world because, you know, perhaps in your demographic, in your pocket, you know, you may be very popular. You know, we don't know. But our objective and our purpose is to spread you around the globe on this network. So I'm going to just drop a few credentials for everyone. Okay. The website, studiow.buzz, B-U-Z-Z, studiow.buzz, okay? That way, if you have friends outside of the country, they can listen, they can link into that. Also on Apple, studiow.w. Android, simply studiow, available on Apple CarPlay, Google Play, and Alexa. So I'm inviting your friends, your fans, and please share this, ladies, this broadcast, because it will be on the website in 24 hours. It'll be on the website under archive shows. They can go back and see the audio and, see the video and the audio and listen to the audio of this entire broadcast. And I'm just delighted. And I'm going to take a break and hope you bear with me because Howard Harris, he listens to everything, Waymaker.
Man, I'm proud of Howard. Howard. He gets on my nerves, but I love him.
No.
You know what I'm saying? Hey, he's one of them kind of dudes.
Hey, my sister Emma, hey.
All right, Miss Emma.
Hey, what's going on, DeCorey? I see, oh, by God, De Niro. DeCorey, Lindsay. Hey, thank you guys for tuning in so much. And this is what I want to do. This young lady, incredible, incredible artist. This is a songbird.
Oh, wow.
It's time to party. It's time to jam. Look what we started. A new
romance.
We're talking
about one of the Waymaker group.
Hey.
It's time to jam. Look what we started. A new
romance. She comes to your town, you must see her.
You ever wondered why you're smiling? These friends you can't ignore. You try so hard to deny it. Makes you want more. Deep down your body keeps on moving. Let the groove take over you. So baby, grab my hand and watch me. Started a new romance. It's time to party.
Yeah.
Hey, it's your girl, Lady Coco 706. Can I talk to y'all for a minute? My mama told me to get that dog a bone. Just listen. Mom said, give a dog a bone. And if you keep it him, he won't leave you alone. Mom said, give a dog a bone. Let me tell y'all, he was sniffing off in the street. He was sniffing over here.
He was sniffing over there.
He got so cocky with it, he was playing right everywhere. So I told this dog, do what you do. It's time for you to go, Big Daddy, cause I can no longer feed you. Mom said, give a dog a bone. And if you keep in him, he won't leave you alone. That's what my mama said. Mama said, give a dog a bone. And if you keep in him, he won't leave you alone. Guess I'm back, back on the prowl. I'm looking for a dog that can compliment Lady Coco. This yum yum juice fruit. He gotta walk the walk. He gotta talk the talk. He gotta know how to lead, and it sure enough has to be a ball. Mama said, give it all a ball. And if you keep in him, he won't leave you alone. That's what my mama said. Mama said, give it all a
ball. That's what my mama said, y'all.
You know, mama is never wrong. Mama never wrong.
I told you about those dogs.
Never wrong.
I gotta get you a new dog. A dog that gonna appreciate you. That gonna treat you right. That gonna make you feel like a woman.
Give a dog a bone. And if you keep in here, he won't leave you alone. That's what mama said. Give a dog a bone. And
we'll be right back
him,
after
he won't leave
this
you
song.
Alone. That's what my mama said.
Coming up. Miss Aretta.
The butterflies, brother, so
young.
That's
what my mama said, y'all.
But this was. Give a dog a bone. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Too many times in our lives,
ooh, butterfly.
We ask a man to wine and dine. Yeah. Never facing reality.
Yeah, that's the butterfly of the Waymaker group back there.
This own is mine, yeah. Oh, you're pushing me. To the one who really loves me. Mm-hmm. Oh, you're pushing me.
Give you
all my love,
all
the extra time I had, yeah. Yeah. Never knew pain could feel this way.
like one of those times in your life when you just knew that man was all you ever wanted, ever needed, only to find out he wasn't right for you or what you were trying to do. Listen to these words.
Come on.
Ready. If pain could feel this way, never thought I'd ever lose that man, yeah. But what he was saying to me, it was his love that I never, never had. What I finally realized, that it was you who made me so, so sad. So you're pushing me.
Like the way Waymaker always say, this is what talent meets the world. Man. Look, I had the pleasure of meeting this fine artist in College Park, Georgia for that birthday celebration. Oh boy, I'm still talking about it.
We
come
from South
Wales,
but we didn't get a chance to
meet it. Hold on one second. What happened here? What happened here?
D-Maestro.
Run it back.
Okay, we can do that too.
I'm running back.
Hey. You got it.
I need, after this birthday, I need to have a birthday party every 3 months. How about that?
Well, my official birthday is Friday, March 8th.
Okay.
But I started in February. Along with yours, I kind of jumped on the train, right?
Absolutely.
I sure did.
All aboard.
Come on.
So where the party gonna be at?
Right here in studio. I think it's a Friday too. Hey, you know what? Hey, Waymaker.
Yes, sir.
That's not a bad idea. That's not a bad idea. On Friday, March 8th.
Yes.
I could do a Red Cup Friday. Hey, yeah. Ladies. Tell you what. I'm gonna get back to you. And if you wanna join me, if you don't have another date. Now, don't two-time me now. Let me know. Friday. March the 8th. I'm gonna have to think this through.
Yeah.
It's getting close, isn't it?
I know I'll be out on the road. I'll be up in
Yeah, you're always
Birmingham,
on the road.
Alabama.
Yeah, I understand. Come on. Hey, this is cultural excellence, ladies and gentlemen. We've had the pleasure of having a conversation with two beautiful, amazing recording artist. That is Lady Coco 706 and Ms. Diva Soul. Right here on the Buzz. Now, we're not going to end like that. Because, come on, you guys got to tell us how we can find your music, contact information, anything that you would like to disclose and just tell the audience that this was the best time you ever had on radio. Okay, you gotta tell them that, okay.
Because it's a lot of young ladies that's Lady Coco in the Southern Soul movement. So I spelled mine different. It's C-O-K-O. And I put 706, which is Columbus, Georgia, where I'm from. And you can find me. You can find where I'm at, where I'm going to be performing at, all my music and everything. Thank you.
Oh, wow. Lady Coco, C-O-K-O, 706. Ladies and gentlemen. My first time meeting you, and I was saying, to the diva earlier today, she said, have you heard of, I know I'm repeating myself, but some of you guys are tuned in late. Okay. And she said, have you heard our music? I says, no. I said, if the Waymaker sends me something, I know it's good. I know it's good. And
absolutely.
Never has he disappointed. Right. And Miss Diva, okay. So now you can say, you can put this in your diary or your or chronicle this and say, you can say, this is my first and all time greatest conversation / interview. What we don't call them interviews.
Exactly.
I ain't using that you've ever had. Okay. All right. Okay. Hey, Lady Coco, I'm counting on you too. Okay.
Yes. I already told y'all, this is the best interview ever. I mean,
yes,
for real. Well, no, thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, that was. I want to tell the audience, this was totally unsolicited. Okay, but anyway, back.
Hey, WB.
Yes, sir.
I hope these ladies didn't think they just come on here and was going to get away with not the traditional thing.
Oh, boy.
We have a custom here on Studio W The Buzz. Okay. Uh-huh. We're talking about Studio W The Buzz, where talent meets the world. We have a custom here that once an artist come on here, whether you Jason Nay, Jeta Jones, Sunbird, Ginger, so on, whoever have the pleasure of gracing these airwaves, do something a cappella. I don't care if it's one verse or whatever. I want the audience to hear the rawness of your voice. And you know my thing of it is I already done told you what I want you to do when you do what you do. So Lady Coco, let the world hear something.
Come on, girl.
I don't care what song you pick. Let's you know, give them something.
Oh, it's been such a long, long time.
You better know what you're singing now.
I get him off of my mind, but I can't.
Hush up,
just the thought of you. You got my whole world misty blue.
Hey.
Woo! I don't know how you know I love that song. I love that song. Miss Diva.
Yeah.
Miss Diva.
That's Diva's soul.
Well,
Miss Diva. No. Forget the soul right now. I want you to be a diva.
It's your turn,
I want you
baby.
To be a diva right now. Give them what they've been looking for. Okay. Let's give it to him.
We'll forget.
I'm on my hands. Since you've been away, boy.
Oh, boy.
I ain't got no plans. No. And the sound of the rain against my window pane is slowly driving me insane.
shade. Boy, I'm going down.
Hello. Good Lord.
I'm going down. Cause you ain't around. Baby, my whole world's upside down.
Woo. I'm flipping over tables and chairs. I'll be right back. I'm going to the bank.
Hey, look. I told you earlier. Check, please. No, we got to get out of here. We got to go somewhere else. Oh. Wow.
Not
wow. But when you get on that stage, on that stage and do your platform, it's always gonna be different.
Yeah, and all that. And tell us about that. That adrenaline started coming through you ladies in there, and you're feeling the song. The audience is feeling you. You're feeling the audience. Come on, come on.
Get that wine, baby.
Oh.
Get that wine.
But WB, WB?
Yes, sir.
Can I say something? See, I feel totally different than what they talking about. And I know what that shout out is about. Watch this. I feel totally different. When you go in that studio, okay, you subconsciously gotta know and understand all 10,000 people you send in your mind, is they there just for you. So when you go in that studio and you make a record, I want the fans to feel you as if you in their living room.
That's it.
Not wait till you get to a stage to give me your best. I want your best from the dough. Hit them in the throat. You feel me? When you do that, and when you portray that type of energy, when you go in that studio, then people will get you when they listen to you. Ooh.
Hey.
Well, that's good. That's good. I'm gonna have to cut it. But I'm serious. Don't wait till you perform on a show to give the fans you. Some people never makes to the big show because they didn't give their all in the beginning.
Right.
Hit them in the throat. It's okay.
You're exactly right. And, ladies, if you will, a Waymaker, my vote is already in because, you know, you and I, we vote, 50-50 on everything. So if I got my 50 and, all I need is your 50, then we can have
what
these ladies.
If
you let me finish, can I
wish
finish?
I want you to tighten up because you were asking for my vote now.
Yeah, I'm asking for it. What the hell? I'm campaigning. Do you understand the word campaign, don't you? Okay.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I'm asking for your vote. I'm asking for your vote to have these ladies back on, maybe on Monday Night Madness or back on, Cultural Excellence or something like that.
You talking about these two? These two that's trying to hold back when they go to the studio? Is that what you saying to me?
Who in the hell you think I'm talking about?
You know what? Would you say don't bring up old stuff?
Yeah. I mean, yeah. If I look around, if I look around beside me and you, these are the only two standing. Yeah. So
go ahead and run the campaign. Run the campaign. Run the campaign.
Hey, look here. And so, Miss Diva, so. Okay, the next time you have a conversation with any other radio station than us, but you got to let them know, say, you guys don't, you know, kind of, you know.
No.
You guys don't know the level of the buzz. But now, you can go in there because guess what? I already told you. I said, take a deep breath, didn't I? You said, oh, I'm so nervous. Yes, I'm so nervous, right? Yes, I said, take a deep breath. I said, you're going to be all right.
I said, girl, you got this.
Yeah, absolutely. So, now going forward, I keep that because when you get on stage, that shyness don't show when you're singing. It doesn't show when you're singing.
That's right.
Hey, keep that. Okay. Hey, you are absolutely wonderful. Any closing remarks? Oh, hey, did we cover how they can get your music? If not, let's do it again. I don't care.
Yep, Sweet Lovin' won't be out on the digital platforms on the 22nd of this month. That'd be the first one coming out. See, I just brought these out, so.
Okay, and speak that a little louder. And what's that song? What's the
Sweet
song?
Lovin'.
Oh yeah, I like Sweet that Lovin'. One too. See, you need to stop hurting people like that. Okay, but anyway.
Lovin', baby.
Okay.
You don't get it often though. We got to sing about. Okay.
You know, stay in contact with me and the Waymaker, and we need updates. Waymaker, I got your vote, right?
You got my vote. Yeah,
okay.
You got my vote.
Okay,
I have to mess with them a little bit. They know what I'm talking about.
See,
they know what I'm talking about.
Hey, look here. Wait a minute, cut your headset off. Hey, ladies, I knew I had his vote in the first place. I already knew it. I already knew that. Okay. He gave it away. He gave it away because he wouldn't have you on Cultural Excellence if I couldn't get his vote.
Right.
I mean, I just do the math. Okay. Hey, ladies. Hey, thank you so much. We love you guys. We'll have you on soon. And now, we're moving on to another artist that I absolutely love. Hey, do you know this lady?
Baby, tell me what you want.
Oh, no, that's not what I want.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see what's going on here. Okay. Hey. Waymaker, closer remarks. What you got?
Look here, I am so excited about these two young ladies. You know, I'm excited about where God is carrying them to.
Wow.
If they continue to penetrate and grind the market. You feel me? You cannot get beside yourself because somebody done blow some sweet smoke. You feel me? You know what your destiny are. You know what your destiny are. You know where you should be. But the only way you're going to get there is determination, patience, commitment, and discipline. And I'm serious about that. Keep grinding. Success will find you. Right. You ain't got to look for it. Right. It will find you. No matter big or small, you do them all, okay?
Hey.
And I love you, ladies, and I look forward to working with you guys. And I tell you, I'm excited. Mm-hmm. I'm for real excited.
All right.
Thanks for being here on the bus.
And I want to say, Lady Coco 706, Miss Diva.
Thank you.
I mean, I just met these ladies today. I'm in love already. You put a spell on me. All right. Okay. Okay.
It's something I want to make you do, baby.
I think it's a good way to go out.
Yes,
come on.
Enjoy having you tonight. Enjoy the rest of your evening.
Can you say
it?
Yeah.
I take my hat off.
You do, baby.
Ladies.
I love you.
I got something
fantastic.
I want to say to you. Tonight going to be right, baby. I
have a good night.
I'm going to feel so good to you. You going to be.